Michael Brown. President Trump launched his re-election campaign Tuesday night in Orlando, Florida, one of the swing states that fueled his poll-defying victory in 2016. The president promoted issues like border security and trade tariffs and chastised the media and the Democrats for spotlighting the Russian investigation.
For the last 2.5 years, we have been under siege. And with the Mueller report, we won. And now they want a do-over. They want a do-over. Let's do it again. Didn't work out too well. Let's do it again.
Trump told supporters in Florida they are part of a movement where people believe that a nation must care for its own citizens first. Trump won Florida by a margin of 1 percentage point in 2016, and his reelection launch specifically targets Central Florida, where about half of the state's registered voters live, is largely independent. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, is apologizing for the political crisis and unrest sparked by a controversial extradition bill. The bill would have allowed extradition to mainland China. Lam says work on the bill was over until it expires in July next year, and she pledged to stay and finish the remainder of her term. Members of the civil human rights group and Hong Kong say they're angry that Lam is refusing to step down.
After millions of Hong Kong people continue to join the rally protests, nearly 100 of them have been sent to hospital. Some of them have been arrested, and we are not sure when will they face certain prosecution.
Opposition of the bill has driven repeated mass protests in Hong Kong this month alone. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Top U.S. military and diplomatic officials warn they have no intention of easing their maximum pressure campaign against Iran, even as evidence suggests the regime in Tehran is lashing.